Bills Roundup, presented by ECMC. ECMC, the difference between healthcare and true care.
The Bills were back on the practice field Wednesday, squarely focused on their next opponent, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, but the men in charge of the roster are still making changes with a month left in the regular season. Hello again, everybody. Chris Brown along with John Murphy. And Murph, the Bills made an addition late Wednesday with a free agent tight end.
Yeah, they signed tight end Tony Moyaki, a three-year veteran of the Kansas City Chiefs. He was Kansas City's third-round draft pick in 2010. He had a very good rookie season, a very productive rookie season. Then the following year, he hurt his ACL, missed that year. He came back last year and was very productive again for Kansas City before he suffered a fractured shoulder this past offseason. Moyaki says he is healthy now and eager to get started with the Bills.
Significant injuries on the league, and injuries happen, and they happen at bad times. I'm not worried about them. They have a great training staff, strength and conditioning staff here. I'm not worried about it. I'm just going to work with them and just get ready to go.
The roster vacancy to add Moyaki existed because earlier in the day, the team released veteran running back Tashard Choice. The release of Choice came as a bit of a shock to some of those in the locker room.
It was a huge surprise. I came in today, and I did my treatment, came in, and he was walking around telling everybody that he had got released, Anytime you have a guy like that that's been playing all season, a guy that's contributing not only on special teams, but, coming in, giving CJ and myself a blow every now and then on offense, and he's not here anymore, it's surprising, but like I said, he's a tremendous back. He can do it all, run routes, pass protect, so he'll end up somewhere.
It was an emotional day, especially in the running back. He's such a brotherhood, in there. Whenever you see one of your brothers leave, it's always, sad. But, you understand the business side of it. It's out of your control. But, we wish him well. I know him. I talked to him before he left. He was a little hurt, but, I know he'll bounce back. And, whoever pick him up, they're getting a great play.
The Bills appear to have put that bitter overtime loss to the Falcons behind them as they get ready for Tampa Bay this weekend. Head coach Doug Marrone did take time to talk one-on-one with wide receiver Stevie Johnson, who had that costly fourth-quarter fumble against the Falcons. He wanted to make sure that Johnson was focused on the game ahead of him.
Yes, we did have another meeting, okay? Again, you guys have to appreciate and respect that my meetings with the players are private. But it's the same thing. What I'm trying to do is push this team forward, okay? Making sure that when we look back that we learn from those mistakes, okay, whatever they may be. And I'm not talking just about Stevie Johnson. I'm talking about all of us. So we can keep this team pushing forward and keep plugging away, all right? So we can still have progress even though we're disappointed with the season. Numbers, win-loss.
I got to be better in that situation, things I could have done to secure the ball in that situation, knowing we just need a field goal. But, I'm cool. The fans sent their shots, which is necessary, and the climb continues. And I just got to get back on top.
Well, Murph, the Moyaki signing looks to be a little bit of a kick-the-tires kind of move. He's finally healthy now. Why not see what he can do in the practice setting for the better part of the next 4 weeks and maybe even get him in a couple of games and see what's possible? They did that with Scott Chandler 3 years ago when they picked him up off waivers from Dallas. And the next season, boom, he's the starting tight end. And Chandler's a free agent at the end of this year.
And, Moyaki did have some pretty good production in a couple of years. He was hampered by the injuries that came a couple of years apart there, but good production. And I'm kind of looking for more on this down the stretch here, Chris. I think there are some young players already on the Buffalo roster who are going to get a chance to play in a kick-the-tires type move, including Chris Gregg, the draft pick, the seventh rounder this year, and maybe some of the young offensive linemen get a turn to play.
Certainly something to watch, playing time for some of these younger players on the roster. For John Murphy, I'm Chris Brown for Bills Roundup, presented by ECMC.